Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from Mount Edgecombe High School are the Lady Braves coach, Carl Blackhurst, and his son, Daniel, is probably his first radio interview, I imagine, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. He's excited.
10 months is not too early to start your media work.
That's right. We're going to prep him.
Okay. And Brandy Hale is here also. Brandy's a senior from Hooper Bay. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Thank you. And the girls, the Edgecombe girls, had a quiet weekend, I guess.
Yeah, as far as, you know, playing, we didn't have any conference games. We had a bye weekend, so.
Had to go cheer a lot at the Edgecombe Invitational, probably. Probably a lot of work, too.
Yeah, that's our big fundraiser for the boys and girls. So we, you know, it's a lot of work for the kids, but we had 16 adult teams here and had games going, you know, Wednesday through Saturday night, and it was a good weekend.
Okay, I want to talk about that a little bit, but first I wanted to ask Brandy, how the Lady Braves are doing this season? You had kind of a weekend to rest. What's your season record so far?
Overall, we're 4-3, but in the conference, we're 2-2.
Okay.
And we got back in shape after coming back from break, so that's good.
Is that hard after Christmas, coming all the way back to Sitka and having to run up and down the basketball court again?
Yeah.
After, I imagine you're like everybody else, we kind of pack it on around the holidays, sit around with the family a lot. And then does Coach Blackhurst make you do any 6 a.m. practices or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if anything's going to get you back in shape, I guess a 6 a.m. practice would. Weekend before last, Brandy, you all were down in Petersburg, right?
Yeah.
How did those games go for you?
The first night, we lost by 7, and then the second night, in the third quarter, we were up by about 20, but we only won by 4.
Okay. What's your team, how is the Edgecombe girls team this year? How would you, when you tell people what your team is like, do you say, well, we're very fast, or we're big? What is the mix of players like this year?
I think we're fast and deep, like we have a deep bench this year, so we can, like, put anyone in pretty much.
That's a good attribute to have, so you can keep fresh players in the game the whole time.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be going this coming weekend?
We're going to Thunder Mountain on Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday we go to Ringgold.
Okay, so you're is Thunder Mountain in the 3A conference? They're 4A.
They're
right?
4A, yeah.
Okay, but Wrangell will be a 3A conference game.
Yeah, those will be conference games.
All right, and I guess the boys did play this past week, and the games were worked in on the in among the invitational games.
Yeah, they were scheduled to come in Friday and couldn't get in due to, you know, weather and high winds. So what they ended up doing was they ended up coming late Friday night. They played a game Saturday evening and then turned around and played again Sunday at about 2:30 in the afternoon. And so the first night they lost a really close game. Our boys lost by, was it one
two.
Point, 2 points? And then, you know, the guys fought hard. They just came up short in the end there. And then the next day, regrouped, had a great first half, a lot of full court pressure and caused problems for Thunder Mountain. And then Thunder Mountain came back on them, but they ended up hanging on for a good win there.
That first game on Saturday could have been settled by free throws, I guess, but it turned into sort of just a crazy last few seconds.
Right, yeah, it was pretty exciting. You know, the Braves started fouling, and we're getting the ball back. Thunder Mountain was missing some free throws. Ended up tying the game and then had another foul that put Thunder Mountain on the line, and they made some free throws in the end and hung on for the win. But chalk it up to learning experience for the guys, and I think they'll round out into a nice team this year.
It'll be interesting to see how it develops. I saw Jalen Prince put away 18 points in one of those games. Jalen Prince, three-time state heavyweight wrestling champion, he's got to be a force to be reckoned with on the basketball court.
He is. You know, I've played against him in open gyms and in practices occasionally, and he's a load when he sets up on the block. He's a big, strong kid, and he's very hard to move, you know, and he's worked a lot on his shot, and so he's definitely improving. And he's kind of our, you know, big man at, you know, 5'11", 6 feet tall, but he's just so strong that he makes it work.
Sure. I'm. There must be an intimidation factor when Jalen's on the court, for sure. So, Carl, about this, about the Mount Edgecombe Invitational, did you play for the Haynes team again this year?
I did. I tried anyway. I kind of hurt myself this last fall, and so just coming back off of being injured. So I'm in pretty poor shape, but I ran up and down a few times and did my best to stay in front of 25-year-olds who are a lot quicker than I am.
Brandy, you're the team captain for the Edgecombe Lady Braves, and I guess the team spokesman. How would you assess your coach's performance in the Invitational tournament? Granted, he's already sort of trying to, you know, he's saying he's injured and everything. Did he move up and down the court pretty well, considering?
Yeah, he could get back in shape better, though.
What regime, what program would you like to put in place for Coach to precede every Lady Braves practice to help him along the way? Would you like to see him doing some?
Yeah, he could run with us.
Okay.
Oh, man. It could be embarrassing.
I guess we don't want to necessarily open that door, but it's got to be interesting because, you know, Edgecombe is basketball so big at Edgecombe, basketball so big in the state, and it's interesting that, you know, students can watch their coaches and, you know, and people from their community come and play in this invitational tournament, and it's kind of a lifetime sport in Alaska. In a way.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and it was pretty fun on the Anchorage half-breeds in the women's division. We actually had a couple of alumni, three alumni playing for that team, mm-hmm. girls that had played here, including Lainey Beaver, who just graduated a couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, they're not as quick and as sharp as they'd used to be, you know, but it's good to see that they're coming back and they're still playing and still love the game and still support the school.
That's good. And who did, do you happen to know the tournament results off the top of your head?
Sure.
Okay. How did it go? Who won?
So in the Masters division, the Kloak Old Totems edged out Sitka Medical mm-hmm. in the championship there. It was a really good close game.
2 points, right?
2 points. Yeah, it was a dogfight right down to the end. And in the women's division, the Anchorage half-breeds knocked off the Sitka team mm-hmm. in the championship. And then in the open division, it was the Anchorage Man Club beat the Haynes Merchants in the championship, and they beat us pretty badly, you know, 22 points.
Well, you had an injury. Did Andrew Frisky get a chance to play for Haynes as well?
He played, yeah. He had a pretty good tournament. He's coming back off a back injury.
Right.
Yeah, he played really well, shot the ball well, and had a good tournament, made the all-tournament team.
All right, and the weather was pretty bad this weekend. Did that bring a lot of people into the gym to watch basketball?
Yeah, actually, we had some of the highest gate sales for tickets that we've had in the last 6 years. So it was a really good turnout, and the community really got behind the tournament, and it was definitely a big success.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about the Mount Edgecombe Invitational and talking about the Lady Braves basketball. Again, Brandy, you guys are headed to, you're going to be at Wrangell and Thunder Mountain next. So good luck with those games. Brandy Hale is a senior from Hooper Bay and the captain of the Lady Braves. Carl Blackhurst is the coach of the Edgecombe Lady Braves. And 10-month-old Daniel gets a big gold star for best first performance in an interview for a 10-month-old. Thanks again, Carl.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.